Yes, lieve luisteraars. Welkom bij de allereerste aflevering van Funky Nassau van 2023. Ik hoop dat iedereen een hele leuke jaarwisseling heeft gehad. Ik in ieder geval wel. Ik ben lekker hersteld. En ik heb vandaag een hele vette gast meegenomen. Hij komt uit Amerika. We gaan zo verder waar hij precies vandaan komt. Maar hier heb ik in ieder geval Black Press. A.k.a. Yeah. The Black President.
Yeah, we outside.
Welcome. Yeah, we're going to switch to English right now because you can't really speak that, sir.
I mean, you know, I know how to count from 1 to 10. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I've been practicing that.
Oh, please, count to 10 for me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Nice. Okay, that's worth an applause. No, that's
you
nice, man.
I gotta get this money.
You're trying, man. Yeah. It's all about numbers, man. Life is all about
you
numbers.
You already.
So, hey, you're from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes, I am.
And you're a traveler, you're an artist, a musician also, kind of.
Correct.
Yeah. And what is your main thing right now?
My main thing is using art to connect Africa and the diaspora, you know, Europe and America, and you know, just being an overall connector and a global communicator. You know, tapping into globalization before these big corporations get all the chicken.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Hell yeah. So, I mean, we got to get some chicken too.
We got to get some chicken though.
And this is Amsterdam, so also maybe some vegetarian chicken.
Some vegetarian, what is it called? Kipling? We need to get some Kipling.
Oh, Kipling, yeah. But that's fish though.
That's fish though.
But it's well, good. It's yeah. good. Hey, you're from Brooklyn, so I want to play a nice song from Brooklyn. It's Brooklyn's Finest by Jay-Z and Notorious B.I.G. Rest in peace.
You already know, classic.
And I want to talk some more about the place you're from in a bit. But here's first Brooklyn's Finest, Jay-Z and Biggie. Let's go.
Hey yo, peep the style and the way the cops sweat us. The number one question is, can the feds get us? I got vendettas and dice games against ass betters and niggas who pump wheels and drive jettas. Take that with you.
Kick your back, split you. Fuck fist fights and lame scuffles. Pillowcase to your face, make the shell muffle. Shoot your daughter in the calf muscle. Fuck a tussle, nickel plated. Sprinkle coke on the floor, make it drug related. Most hated.
Can't fade it. While y'all pump Willie, I run up and stunt silly. Scared so you sent your little mans to come kill me. But on the contrary, I packed the Mac Millie. Squeezed off on him, left the paramedics breathing soft on him. What's your name?
Who shot your mouth ties like Sinatra? Peruvians tried to do me in. I ain't paid them yet. Trying to push 700s, they ain't made them yet. Rolex and bracelets, frostbit. Rings too, niggas riding away, call me A Glue Stick.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit to draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn, going out for all.
Marcy,
you don't stop.
Best ass.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Jay-Z, Big Smalls, nigga, shit your drawers. Brooklyn, represent y'all, hit your forge. You crazy? Think a little bit of rhymes can play me? I'm from Marcy, I'm varsity, chump, you JV.
Trigger
Jay-Z.
Nigga, baby, my Bed-Stuy flow's malicious. Delicious, fuck three wishes. Made my road to riches. From 62 to gym stars, my mom's dishes. Graham chopping, police van docking. Bees at my doors knocking.
Keep rocking. Yeah, no more mister. Nice guy, twist your shit. The fuck back with the pistols. Blazing, hot like Cajun. Hotter than even holding work at the Days Inn. With New York plates outside.
Get up out of there. Fuck your ride.
Keep your hands high. Shit gets steeper. Here comes the Grim Reaper. Frank Wright. Need the keys to your innkeeper.
That's right.
Chill, homie. The bitch in the Shoney's told me. You're holding more drugs than the pharmacy. You ain't harming me, so pardon me. Pass the safe before I blaze the place. And hit six shots just in case.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit to draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Crown Heights.
You don't stop.
Brownsville.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit to draw.
Where we from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Bushwick.
You don't stop.
Fort Greene.
You won't stop.
Niggas.
Yeah. For 9-6. The only MC with a flu. Yeah, I rhyme sick. I be what you're trying to do. Made a fortune off Peru. Extra dyke, China white, hair on. Nigga, please, like short sleeves, I been wrong. Stay out away from here on.
Clear,
gone.
Me and Gutter had two spots. The two for $5 hits, the blue tops. Gotta go, Coolio, mean it's getting too hot. If Faye have twins, she probably have two pops.
Time to separate the pros from the cons. The platinum from the bronze. They bought the soft shit from that leather on the fawns. A S1 diamond from my I-class dawn. A Chardon sipper from a rosé, nigga, Brooknon, sippin' on.
Cristal forever. Play the crib when it's mink weather. The mafia keep cannons in they Mark Buchanan's. Usually Quattro Cinco, the shell sink slow. Toss it up. Mad slugs through your Nautica. I warning ya.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
Flatbush.
Uh-huh. You don't stop.
Red Hook.
That's right.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Jay-Z and Biggie Smalls, nigga, shit you draw.
Where you from?
Brooklyn going out to all.
East New York.
East New York. East New York.
That's my town, baby.
You won't stop.
Nigga.
Brooklyn in the house, man.
We outside, man. Not Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was Brooklyn's Finest, Jay-Z and Biggie, Notorious B.I.G. Hey, Black Press.
Yes.
So, what was it like, man, growing up in Brooklyn?
Authentic, you know. It was a lot of love. It was pain, though. My parents is from Nigeria. So, you know, I grew up in Brooklyn, you know. We were teased as Africans when being African wasn't as understood.
Yeah.
But it was so dope because hip hop got me through everything.
You were born there, but your parents came to America when they were young?
No, they came to America in I believe 1978, and then like permanently in 1982.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you grew up where in Brooklyn?
I grew up in the Clinton Hill section in the East New York section of Brooklyn, mainly in East New York. But I went to school in Clinton Hill, Bed-Stuy. So I was all around Brooklyn all of the time because we had to go from one end to one end, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm all Brooklyn. I grew up in every part for the most part.
All right. And so, like, here in the Netherlands, you have a lot of hip-hop fans, you know, and, like, a lot of hip-hop fans that really follow everything that's going on in New York and in the music and with all the rappers, but we're still kind of far away from it, you know, like, and I'm really interested in what was it like to growing up in the middle of, like, yeah, you grew up in the golden era, right?
Yeah. That's subjective, but I think, yes, the 90s is probably the golden era of hip hop because, you know, you had so many different vibes and you had so many different lyricism was a important thing, and perspective and insight came through that. And also like Public Enemy and people like them, like Tribe Called Quest, and who spoke up for the people too through their music and was community driven. That was also around too. So it was a nice balance of the streets, community and happy. And, you know, barbecues in the summertime type stuff.
And did you have, like big guys coming from your neighborhood who you've seen growing up? Or
yeah, of course.
People you just see in the streets?
Yeah. We got some legends from East New York. J-Ru the Damages from East New York. Master Killer from Wu-Tang is from East New York. AZ, that usually performs with Nas, had a dope album that just came out recently. He's from East New York. ODB. Lived in my complex for years. So I got to see him a few times acting crazy out and about, but he's a legend. Y'all already know that.
Hell yeah. I'll definitely play some ODB later, man.
Yeah.
So
a lot of cats came from that section, and you know, and we have a connection to Bed-Stuy and Brownsville, which is next door to us. So yeah, like growing up in Brooklyn, I got to see a lot, actually.
And were you also involved in one of the elements?
Yeah, I mean, I worked with a label for some time, you know, doing the brand design and stuff, you know, helping them get going with that. And also, you know, I recorded a little bit myself, you know, here and there with the music and helped artists write and helped producers produce. Always was just a helping hand, I would say, and every now and then I would.
You're more the orchestrator. Right?
Yeah, I would be pulling some strings without, you know, pulling too many strings too hard.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, so we got this next song. It's another Brooklyn song, of course. It's I ask you, what's one of the first songs you think about when you think of Brooklyn? And then I said all the songs, so it was a little confusing. But you said Crooklyn with Master Ace Special Ed Buckshot. And were they the Crooklyn Dodgers or what?
Yes, they were officially the Crooklyn Dodgers.
Okay, so.
From Spike Lee. Spike Lee had a movie called Crooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the soundtracks. That was one of the songs from off the soundtrack.
All right. What's this movie called?
Crooklyn.
Crooklyn. So this is what people have to go see, huh?
Check that out.
All right. So let's hear it for Crooklyn, man. The original Crooklyn song, man.
Let's get it.
Here comes the pitch, and it comes in wide. And the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy
Panic, as another manic depressant, adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, B. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone, in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and Ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you wild? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind stays the maddest. I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villa, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the build till then play the building. I mean literally when I say y'all make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm finna the Buster pipe. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying this, you or not. Bring your click so we can get stoned like family sly. Need to see I in the bush. Mighty machine, rocking the rock, giving the push. We did it like that and now we do it like this. We did it like that and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys swarm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh yes I can. Move with the groove, smooth like Geechee Dan. Who is the man? That kid there. Who is the chick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis? And we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kid, there you are. You know where to find me whenever you need me. If you know the app, follow the path to the land of the aftermath. But don't frolic in the mix, crazy ass Brooklyn kids. Cause they always throwing a body on my lawn. I'm getting a rock, voila, without a collar. Get off my block, boy, and give me a dollar for the trouble, or get blown up like a bubble. Now let's take a sec to think back. The year of the 7-0, but Brooklyn was the place to go. Flow on a journey up the Crown Heights. Ebbets feel, feel the real on your life. Tripe individuals live in the PJs. D-Evil check my DJ. Hey, play what I wanna play in the day. But in the night, I feel the right. Took the left, Bucktown, Brooklyn, break it down. Head from state to state. Travel as I unravel the rate. How it taps, Scott, and Sutter. I remember way back in the days playing hot peas and butter. Brother, if you wanna love the lesson, Brooklyn, session. Take it back, Blacksmith and Wesson.
Press your luck, you get stuck by buck for your bucks. Master Ace has the taste for ducks and duck sauce. So tell Lord Digger, dig a grave for the bones, sticks and stones. While I kick some ancient poems through your domes. Act went back to attack your home. So Tim, can I flip?
Yes, you can.
I'm in the world war with Muhammad, my man.
Feels so good to be a Brooklyn Dodger. What's happening to Rerun and Roger? I think I seen him wearing Timberlands and running down the block from Dwayne. And Dwayne had a Glock. Cause he be selling rock for the Partridge family. And Reuben Kincaid drives a 300E.
Yes, yes, je luistert nog steeds naar Funky Nassau hier bij Radio Salto. Met jullie host Jammer FM. En we hebben nog steeds de Black Press hier in de studio. We gaan nog verder nog één track draaien van Master Ace. Want Master Ace is gewoon fucking hard.
Like lightning, it's frightening. I'm tightening niggas up, cause they don't know the score. Ooh, here comes the roar, knock on your door. I wonder who it is and who could it be. Ain't nobody but the INC. With more soul than the train, I'm a brain. Well, 808 beats to hit big like Kane. Daddy, caddy, coop the bill, chill. Jump in my ride and slide down the hill to see if we can catch them kids that was talking that mess and trying to impress. Nevertheless, yo, I gotta let them know they can't find us, so get behind us as we cruise in the INC ride.
You heard that song?
Been a while.
Can you remember when and where you heard it?
Probably years after it came out, but because I had to dig deep and learn more about Master Ace when he came out with his an album that really, it was a newer album that made me dig deeper into him. I forgot what it was called. It was called
Master Ace Incorporated?
No, man. The one where it was from 2001, I believe.
Hmm.
And what was it called? And it got, and I don't understand. Excuse my singing. With We should throw that. We should throw that one.
I'm checking all the albums right now, but I can't. Well, we'll just do some research and we'll tell the listeners later.
Yeah.
So another great artist from Brooklyn is of course Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson is Buckshot and
Smith & Wesson is Tech and Steel.
Oh yeah, that's good that you know that because I was confused. Have you ever met these guys?
Yes, I have on multiple occasions.
And how did that go?
Always great. They from Brooklyn. So if you're from Brooklyn, you recognize real, you know?
Yeah.
Brooklyn recognize Brooklyn.
Did you also see them perform a lot there?
Definitely. I seen them perform in the city, with Sean Price, RIP. I've seen them. Remember when they changed their name to Coco Brothers?
Yeah, Coco Brothers
for a little while. And they got some classics, some hip-hop classics. So
hell yeah.
You already know. They got crazy catalog of fire.
And did you already know these guys before they blew up or?
No, those guys I didn't really know before they blew up, but definitely was associated with people who did work with them before they blew up. They were from like the Brownsville section, Best-Eye section of Brooklyn.
Brownsville has a very bad reputation, right?
Yes, sir.
It's like one of the toughest areas in Brooklyn.
East New York and Brownsville, right next door to each other. The MOP is from Brownsville.
Oh, yeah.
World famous.
Hell yeah, world famous, man. Hey, so we're gonna listen to some Smith & Wesson, Soundboy Burrow. Do you have any anecdotes about this song?
A special
story?
I think it was the perfect infusion of, like, reggae clash sound with a gritty hip-hop, like, tour through the Brownsville streets with like Fonto leaf burning with some, you know what I mean? With some real brown ganja weed, man.
Yeah.
You know, like.
You kind of get a Jamaican vibe. Huh?
Like that kind of vibe, yeah.
All right, man, let's go. Soundboy Burrow, Smith & Wesson, let's go, man. Funky Nassau.
Body boy head, the shot be flying out the body guy like that. Two shots there to him chin. Enemy your friend, fake the funk, I put the junk to an end. Now who the rude boy want come test though? I find his family, the ID him in the mall. I bet you never thought I bust lead. Surprise, I'm a 4-5 blood head just like
you.
The
try threat. Test the champion sound, you're getting bucked down. Recognize the boot camp, click out of Bucktown. Gun thirsty little bastard, always blasted from the sacks of chocolate of mother casting. You say you're number one wicked selector. I say you Panani and I wet ya. Keep the bull for a pool, this your trigger. Cause you don't wanna test me when I'm tipsy off the liquor like the punk they call my girl. Got his feelings hurt, showed his true colors, had to yank up his skirt. Now he's in misery, trying to cop a plea. Led to him head from gun clapper number 3, see. Lick off a shot, you know dick rider. Lick a shot, put 99 pun fire.
Now everybody wanna be Don Gaga. All around New York niggas be talking, but we be stalking. In the darks when the gun starts barking. But in the day, be wary of where you be walking.
Champion songs. Leave it to the people them, cause you know that when then the people them come out with them a ball for. Leave!
Me nah, sex me rough like the wicked youth in me. That motherfucker that be bugging off the truth, you see. Original criminal running time. Crime pace, that's what that practice so whack. If you won't get blasted by my 9 shot, come around my block, find a nice spot in the pine box. Murderer, body boy killer, Colin Powell filler, we about to get iller.
Sound boy, you got enough reason to worry. Coming with my troops, we about to bury. Better pack your dubs and move in a hurry. Ease off, sin.
Looking at my pager, it's about that time to load up the 9 and do my daily crime. Warriors, conquerors, the man before ya. Mr. Ripper, aka the enemy killer. My man with the weed is my man indeed. And all your sucky ducky niggas catch knots with speed.
Talking about you also. Am I so the one test? You never know that when it comes to championship, it's we that have the management that corresponds with good you to sing for good.
some boy gonna get dead tonight. Duke as I retrieve the 2.5 from my 10 boots. Target pun sight, trick up on cock. Adjust your pupils to see a dead boy walk. Enough pussy whore gonna die this year. Here comes the boot camp, slide it to the rear.
Strain coming like a hurricane, licking shots. More untouchable than niggas with the chicken pox. So MCs get lifted when I'm splifted, nigga.
Yes, Smith & Wesson, Soundboy Burrow. Hier bij Funky Nassau. Je luistert nog steeds naar Funky Nassau hier bij Radio Salto. Ik ben hier nog steeds met Black Press.
Yep.
Ik ben jullie host, Jamo FM. En wij zijn vandaag alleen maar muzikanten uit Brooklyn aan het draaien. I just said in Dutch, we're only playing musicians from Brooklyn. Do you know that Brooklyn comes from Breukelen?
Of course.
Okay.
I took the train to Brooklyn the other day. I thought I was going to see the projects, but I didn't really see nothing. I saw.
You know, it's, when you go to Brooklyn, is there still the that graffiti hall of fame? Is it still there?
In Brooklyn?
In Breukelen.
In Brooklyn. In over here.
Yeah, because I remember there used to be like a graffiti hall of fame next to the station in Breukelen.
Put me on, bro. I didn't see that. I should have got off the train.
Yeah, well, maybe they demolished it already because it was a building that was gonna be demolished, you know. So
yeah,
maybe
it
hasn't been there.
It'd be
There's
cool
still
to
a little
see
really
the...
big Chinese restaurant, right? You see it?
No, I didn't. No? I didn't.
You should
see
look
anything.
Outside the window more, man. There's so many beautiful things to see here, man.
Maybe it was further in the distance.
So, how do you like the countryside in the Netherlands?
I love the countryside, but in the Netherlands, I haven't explored it too much. I think I've been to some smaller cities, and they're pretty cool. I liked Rotterdam; it was all right.
And then, but like in between the train rides, well, like, train rides, and in between the cities, like when you see, I mean, you have seen some countryside, right?
Yeah, I mean, I saw I went through Gouda, and then I was like, oh, Gouda. I said, this got to be where
the cheese
came
from.
I went on Wikipedia, like, oh, snap, that's where the cheese come from, for real.
You can finally say, I went to where the cheese comes from, man.
Uh-huh. And then they said, oh, there's a lot of different types of Gouda. I'm like, oh, shit. So that's y'all yeah, American cheese.
They just
cheese.
Use the name in other countries, man. It
right.
doesn't come from here, but they just use the name because it sells, man.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good-ass cheese.
That's a good one.
Hey, so, yeah, I also wanted to play, of course, a female artist from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And one of the most well-known is, of course, Lil Kim.
Oh, yes.
I love
mama.
This woman. I kind of feel a little bit bad for how she looks these days.
Mm.
Like, she's like unrecognizable almost. Like, I've rather seen her grow.
She was, I know, she was
wise,
so, I know, right? Talking to the young ladies of today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly, man. Stay natural. You don't
Stay
have
natural.
To do it. You don't have to do it for Instagram.
That's where the love is at.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, I want to play a song, Big Mama Thang. Jay-Z and Lil' Kim. It's one of my... Yeah, favorite. Maybe it's my favorite Lil' Kim song.
Really?
And yeah, because she comes so hard, man. She's saying all this dirty stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And she's like, Biggie. Like,
yep.
And I always have thought like maybe Biggie wrote these lines.
He did write some of her lyrics.
Well,
obviously.
If he did write some of her lyrics, I would definitely place my bets on especially the first verse of this song. Of Lil Kim, because it's like, whoa, it's like Biggie as female version. But I mean, no, I don't want no disrespect to Lil Kim because I love Lil Kim. And
Lil Kim is Biggie in a lot of ways.
Hell yeah, man. And she's an amazing artist, man. She's fucking hell
phenomenal.
Cool. Let's go. Lil Kim, Big Mama thing. You gotta go on.
You gotta go on. On a dime, shit is mine. Got to keep them coming all the time. Why?
Killers be quiet, my niggas ready to riot. Tough talk, tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
Killers be quiet, my niggas ready to riot. Tough talk, tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be.
How big and untrust you in the studio with me? Don't they know I'm trying to set you continuously? Pull a high power cool, make you jump ship. Lead who you with, run with the Rockefeller crew. Trick you for the cheese, tear your boom up. Spread an ill rumor, make you flip on little Z's. Twist you backwards, get the dough from your platinum hits. Rock little Kim hats and shit. I guess down and dirty for the dough, I got love. And Big know it, he must got the studio bug. Probably as we speak, he's on his way up the street with the mafia thug. And all types of heat. But I ain't trying to beef, I'm just trying to eat. And horizontally, the way I hold my eye is sweet. And know my niggas, but I like the sound. Little Kim and Jigga sound like figures.
Killers be quiet, my niggas ready to riot. Tough talk, tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. Why you mad at me?
Killers be quiet, my niggas ready to riot. Tough talk, tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you mad at me. Before I caught some niggas disease, got caught with his keys. Big scooped a young bitch off her knees. Do me in high price fees, face on TV, platinum CDs. Shit, I never fit. Saw a nigga wood, pussy greased up. Stack the G's up, keeps the knees up. What the fuck, stay feeling. Geneva Diva, yeah, I close it down. Lay around, clown, the clock stops for no one. Never 68 and 01, takes one to no one. Better off with the Playboy magazine. Fucking with the dump, push the keys. She is threes to eights. Y'all ride crates, state to state. Pretend it takes mad dimes from New York to Anaheim. While you daydreaming wine, I just keep getting mine. And I'm married to this. Y'all strategy listen, still planning weddings. Mafioso bettings, all the bullshit. Any type of threatens to bullshit.
Killers be quiet, my niggas ready to riot. Tough talk, tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be. That's why you're mad at me.
Killers be quiet, my niggas ready to riot.
Yeah.
Tough talk, tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but you can't be.
Lil Kim and Jay-Z.
Killers be quiet,
it's a Big Mama thing, man.
Tough talk, tough walk, shit is tired.
You wanna be this queen bee, but
do you remember that one?
Of course. We was just saying, man, Jay-Z had like some missing bars on that, man.
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
Oh, empty space.
Too arrogant, like, oh, I'm not even gonna write this.
You know, like, I'm just gonna give you a little bit. He was mad at Biggie that day when he wrote that or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I thought, I'm gonna get a nice story.
I'm gonna get at him.
Yeah. I just make something up, man. Don't worry about it. Well, we're going to play another beautiful female artist from Brooklyn, Foxy Brown.
Ill Nana.
Ill Nana? Is that her...
You had Big Mama, you had Ill Nana.
Oh, yeah? That's her... Is that her, my brother. I didn't know that. And she actually turned deaf, right, Foxy?
I believe, or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, and I read a story about her one day that she got into a fight at a barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, smashed the whole place up.
Yeah, she was known to do crazy stuff every now and then, but I wish her legacy was more celebrated, because she's definitely one of the dopest female artists we ever had in the game. So
hell yeah,
she's
yeah. Well, maybe she still gets it kind of, but maybe her day will come, because sometimes it takes a while.
Well, you're right.
All right, man. Let's go for Foxy Brown.
Let's do it.
Get me now with Blackstreet. Blackstreet is from L.A., right? Or is that Blackstreet?
I'm not sure. I think Teddy Riley is from Virginia.
All right. Well, so. Let's find it out, man. I'm not a researcher. Let's go.
I'm throwing them back, flirting, cause I dig you like that. Pete Baby Boy style,
hoping we match. You sent me crown royale with a note attached. I said you look like the type that know what you like. I could tell by the jewels, you go for the ice. Plus you wear shoes well, the suit flows nice. I don't like the notes. Yeah. Express said yes, give me more wet kisses. Twist my body like come the exorcist. Hey, yeah. The way he licked his lips, he was macking. True thug passion. I'm like, slow down before you crashing. Never mind him, he ain't thinking about you. Or the way we sex on a villa up in Malibu. Marry who? Daddy, please. I'm taking it all, from the stash to the keys. So let me see. But I'm about to dead my man's for you. When it's all said and done, I got plans for you. He said. Outside of the club, talking to valet. Mind started to stray, a million miles away. Contemplating going back to his crib to parlay. Jumped in the passenger seat, relaxed my feet as he threw on Black Street casually. And we cruised the metro on premium petrol. I sized up my thighs and couldn't let go. Tight, tight, broken. You're making me high like Tony. Broke me, take me, I'm high. I thought for a second and then my mind went. Sex all around the car, isn't it ironic? Back to reality, the soul, breathing heavily but still in control. Lost the shot, girl, roll, put my hand on his leg. With sex in his eyes, he turned and then he said,
Foxy Brown, Black Street, Get Me Home. En we're still in the studio with Black Press. Hier bij Funky Nassau. Hey, Black Press, we're talking about music all the time, but let's also talk about some art, man.
Yeah, what do we need to talk about?
First of all, yeah, you came here for art, right? I mean,
yeah, that was the vision. I came here to link with an Afrobeat artist and deliver some art to him. So, yeah.
This was already the plan. I mean, you already
I wanted to come to Amsterdam already because I love it here so much. But then I was like, you know what? This is the perfect opportunity to bring that art from Brooklyn to the dam, to one of the biggest artists in the industry. You know?
Oh yeah. And what else? Wait, do you want to do here on?
Just pretty much build with a community of artists to build on the monetization of art, you know. Sometimes artists are known to struggle, but I think that all artists can monetize if, you know, they tap into the marketing. It's even something that I'm still, you know, struggling with myself, because it's so many different ways you can go. But we have to avoid the illusion of options sometimes and just stay straight and figure out how we could use that one thing to kind of grow those many things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it starts with one seed.
So what is your art and how are you trying to sell it?
So my art is anywhere from, I paint, I do digital work, I do some screen printing and printing on apparel. I would love to exhibit more larger pieces, more public art, and work with great artists in different parts of the world. So I'm just on a mission to do that. It's already happening, so I just got to get in where I fit in and stay on the right path, you know? So
yeah.
That's it.
Stay off the streets.
Stay off the streets, kid.
Yeah. Hey, and this is not the first time you've been to Amsterdam, right?
Nay.
Nah, taking it.
It's not the first time I've been to Amsterdam. I've been there quite a few times. I'd probably say like eight or nine, because a couple of times I was in Paris and I, dipped over here or I came here to dip over to Paris, you know, type of vibes. But yeah, I've been here quite a bit and love it here. The vibe is right. Very good place to get tempered.
Oh, yeah? Compared to Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. Brooklyn is good too, though. Mm. You know, it just depends.
Was it a big culture shock for you to come here?
No, I think like the language, at first I was like, the Dutch language was strange to hear, but then like you guys just flow into English so well for the most part. So it's just like, and you guys have some of the similar speech patterns to us, or we have to you guys, however you want to look at it. And yeah, so it's when you understand that, it's easier to communicate and understand what people are saying, even when they're not speaking English.
Hell yeah! You know, I mean, it's probably a lot harder in Paris than here to like get yourself understood.
Yeah. I would say that.
Yeah, hell yeah! And you're actually thinking of maybe moving here, right?
Yeah, something that I think about sometimes because I think it's good. I think it's good for the mind and just a sense of peace. In comparison to like the many opportunities that the U.S. may have, it's just like you could always build from a distance if you have to, just to be able to maintain some peace. I'm pretty sure a lot of artists moved.
I actually have a great idea now, actually, man.
What's that? Just
set something up. And then they should have like an artist exchange that artists from different cities in the world.
Yeah.
That they stay in each other's houses.
A swap. So, a swap.
Yeah, like a swap. Yeah, maybe for a year or 6 months.
Yeah.
And you already have like art materials, right? Everybody's an artist.
Yeah,
so you already have the same needs.
Yeah.
And you can find this person that already has a... Or kind of makes the same stuff that you do, so it already has the stuff that you can use, and the other way around.
Yeah,
and you can just use each other's house.
Studio swap. Yeah,
yeah,
that's cool. I'm pretty sure it's happening, right?
Well, maybe. Yeah.
We live in 2023 now.
Yeah, man. Maybe that's an idea for a new website.
Yeah, there you go. Monetization.
Oh yeah, man. Hey, I got Gangstar ready.
Yeah.
Do you have a special relationship with Guru, Premier?
Yeah.
Or Gangstar in general?
I think that Guru and Premier exemplify how dope Brooklyn is and how you can cultivate an essence in a place like Brooklyn. We call it the Mecca. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Brooklyn is called the Medina.
Oh.
And Harlem was called the Mecca.
Oh, okay.
So in Brooklyn, though, Guru's from Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
And Premier is from Houston. So it's a great example of how two people could come from different places.
I knew that Guru was from Boston, but I didn't know that Premier was from Houston.
Right. Man. So definitely, it shows how, you can thrive. I've seen so many artists
and
they probably had to
work extra hard because they... And that's how I felt because I'm from a city up north, Groningen. Mm-hmm. And, it's when you're not from a place and it's like the place where everybody goes to make it, people with the most ambitions, they probably go to Amsterdam. I wouldn't say here in general, but a lot of people that want to do stuff in music or art, they go to Amsterdam, you know, because that's where most of the art scene is. And feels like you come into a city with no network, you haven't grown up in the place. So it feels like you have to work extra hard to get yourself known, you know?
No, I think sometimes it's an advantage, actually, because you might be coming with a certain level of hunger that the people here have just have diluted and become jaded with. Mm-hmm. And you might be able to be like, you know what, I don't got all of those struggles. I'm just going. It's like Drake.
It's a good thing.
Drake coming from Toronto is like, what? I'm not saying Toronto doesn't have a ghetto and that Drake hasn't been through anything. I don't really know. But it's easier to come with that. Without the weight on your shoulder of the police violence and crack and cocaine in your guns in your neighborhood and people dying that you know, you get PTSD from that shit sometimes. Excuse my language. I don't know if you could curse on here.
PTSD?
Yeah.
That's cursing?
Yeah. No, I said shit like that.
Oh, you said, oh my God.
Funny guy.
So
pretty much no knock on people like Drake, but sometimes it's easier to come with that, you know, with a fresher approach when you don't have to deal with all the perils of society. yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, and what I really love about like Gangstar and Guru, that Guru's just real, you know?
Yeah.
And what he also said, like every song they make has, there has got to be a message involved, you know? And that's what I really love about their work. Like they really opened up a world for me. Like, hey, this is also what hip hop can be, you know?
Yeah.
Like really, it's still from the streets, but it's also wise, you know? He's always a really wise man.
So, right. And then the Jazzmatazz too.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Later.
It's also great stuff. Yeah, man. So here's Guru and Donald Jones. Hustling days. We gotta keep hustling, man.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta make that money, man.
Got another beat, now it's time to watch a brother creep and pull another scam. Not yet the man, but the brother's deep. Ain't trying to stay in this life for too long. You telling me that I'm bound to lose, but you wrong. I'm too strong, plus me and my team's got a true bond. I'll stay in these streets, you stay in the house where you belong. Yo, who's wrong? You never had to live in my shoes. And my views, that every second is vital. The way I see it, niggas, the way I see it. A raw ghetto entrepreneur, yeah, I be it. Not as glamorous as the gangster flicks. I'll show you some gangster chicks that hold me down. We get rich, and get this, bet this. I'm after payola, the loot, the paper, till my hustling days are over.
I'm a hustler, hustling, gotta get the glory. And I'm a baller, yeah, oh yeah.
Illegal business, I need to invest in something legit. This money's coming too quick, I cop the house in two whips. Who switched? It's not me, I'm keeping it real. Keeping it still while the envious watch hungrily. I'm eating my meal, late nights, there ain't no time for stage frights. This ain't fiction, it's my mission to get paid, alright? No need to speak about greed, long as I'm feeding my seed. Then I'm completing the deed, so I'm keeping this cheese. High price lawyers, I'm too nice for ya. Never touching the work no more, too precise for ya. Controlling the town, holding it down. I'm the master of law now, I'm showing you style. I go in your file and make you hard to locate. Delete all your data, don't disregard your fate. I'll off you, then I'm off with a honey like Suave Bola. Shit, I'm living this life till my hustling days are over.
I'm a hustler, hustling, gotta get the glory. I'm a baller, oh yeah, shut your mouth. Like plenty of steel, yeah. For niggas that wanna be acting, wanna play a hater, stay.
Bouncing in and out of town, hope I don't step out of bounds. Chicks love to crowd around cause of my rep, how that sound. Enemies are growing in numbers, hoping to catch me slumber. I wonder how many are hoping to take me under. Knocks and feds, throwing darts at my head. Some new cats trying to make me part with my bread. Now I'm in the zone, worse than Nino and Sugar Hill. Now I'm all alone, the piper wants me to foot the bill. Now I'm facing the judge, my name on a folder. In jail for life, my hustling days are over.
If you ain't real about it, don't talk. I'm a hustler, hustler, yeah. Gotta get the glory. And I'm a baller, yeah. Shut your mouth. I back plenty of steals. Still for niggas that wanna be acting. So all the players need to stay. Oh, my nuts, why we handling business?
If you ain't real about it, don't talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. That was Guru and Donald Jones and natuurlijk DJ Premier. Yeah. And San Jose's in the studio with Black Press, aka the Black President.
We still outside.
Yeah.
Nah, we actually inside.
Sure. I'm not sure anymore, man. Okay, well, we've just been playing like old school stuff, so we need to play some more new school stuff as well, man. We are our jack of all trades. So we're gonna play a song by Wizkid. And I don't know this song yet, so this is gonna be a risk for me.
Oh boy.
Nah, but I trust you blind, man. I trust you blind. So
let's get it.
So do you want to announce the song?
This song is called Wow by Wizkid. The Mashallah.
Ah, okay. I thought you were going to tell me a story about.
Oh man, listen man. Let's just get into it. Man. Let's get into it.
Let's go, man.
Mele mofessa, ogun mose bosha. When I saw you in a bum bum shot, you jacking for try my luck. Try my luck, make I chop your walk. If we knock, you won't want to stop. Come on top, should I come on top? When I gave her top, she didn't want to go.
I know, your body bump plus caro. Girl, no, they play my loving like so. Girl, I won't go where you won't go. And I go tell you things where you won't know. I hope you know, say the bum bum nice, and I won't hold you tight. You got a sweetest vibe.
Yeah, Starboy ting, bet you never seen a man like me, bet you never seen a gang like this. Fashion week had to rise, GQ top 5, and I never came with a stylist. Better hold your girlfriend tight, cause the men's inside, my tidy ground, it's a crisis. She texts me and asks me if everything fine, I say yes mama, I'm the finest. She makes me cool and relax, that's no cap baby, that's just facts. Front so juicy, the back so fat, even if I leave, I got a job, must come back. She got her mind right, and she got her money right, it's only right that I introduce her to the cartel. And I told her, after you, it's you, ain't no replacement for the star girl.
Mille mofessa, ogun mese bosha. When I saw you in a bum bum shot, you jacking for try my luck. Try my luck, make I chop your walk. If we knock, you won't want to stop. Come on top, should I come on top? When I give up, the bitch didn't want to
call me daddy. Why not for me? Love a bad boy like me. Diamonds on me, with the motto shady. Calling up a deal, looking for me. Them looking for me. They with the money. Bad man, no less stress. Take a steady bend and pause. Steady give you all the feelings, make you go. Hey, baby, me and you pronto. And anything where you want. That's where you no face me. Oh yeah, make you choose what you want, money no face me. The way you want, no more get, I swear, got me lazy. Make me feel I'm crazy.
When I saw you in a bum bum shot, no jack if I try my luck, try my luck, make I chop your walk. If we knock, you won't want to stop. Come on top, should I come on top? When I give her to me, she didn't want to go. Back, you're back, it's gonna make me come back.
Just
say she got a man, but a man knows I'm.
Yes, Wizkid, Skepta, and Naira Marley. Is this a relative of Bob Marley? Or am I just being stupid, like asking like every one person?
Nah, he's Bob Marley's long lost son. Nah,
okay, actually. Well, we got to the end of this broadcast already, man. So we have to already say goodbye, man. So, Black Press, thank you for being here, man. The hour went by really fast.
And love.
And you'll probably come over again, man. I'll invite you again. And I want to end with the song that you made yourself. It's called Feel Me. This is you rapping,
yeah, and doing some poetry.
All right, you know. Poetry. Okay,
I mean something all like right. That, right?
All right. And is it also your production?
Yes.
And so you make the song where?
I recorded it in Brooklyn.
All right.
Yep.
So this is a Brooklyn original.
This is a Brooklyn original.
And is this the first time we're gonna hear this on Dutch radio?
Yes, sir.
This is also the first time we're gonna hear this on American radio.
Maybe so. Maybe not, though.
Okay, well, I'm already kind of happy that we're the first in the Netherlands to hear this in the ether. And so where can, if people have loved what you said and hear what you love what you do and also going to love your song, where can they follow you?
Black Prez, BLK Prez on Instagram and Presido on Spotify.
All right. Can you spell that?
Presido on Spotify and Black Prez, BLKPRES.
We'll also share it on our Instagram page and stuff, so don't worry about it. You can always follow You're My Fam on Instagram or Funky Nasa Amsterdam. So this was
whatever's
the last
easier.
Number. Feel me, Black Prez, let's go, man. And a hele fijne avond. Have a good night, everyone. You'll hear us next week, Thursday, 8 o'clock, Funky Nasa.
No, I like it. Number one.
Black
number
press.
Two.
Yeah.
hip-hop.
We do laps across tracks like Olympians. Gold medalist next, runner up is lithium. Light speed, lead these lanes in oblivion. Might catch me posted up by the prime meridian. Make you disappear like old school amphibian. Illuminating sunshine state like a Floridian. I'm black obsidian, about to turn this shit into a carnival with my Africans and Caribbeans. I give them church, open up First Corinthians. America is based on cowboys and Indians. Jacking land like Israel from Palestinians. Deep-rooted mafioso like a Sicilians. Before a pandemic, what you had was systemic. Stolen artifacts and mathematics from Kemet. Raw rape and pillaging. No code of ethics. You could believe they news. I'ma remain a skeptic, yo. Social media, Google, Wikipedia. We all stuck to the web, even if it's creepier. Corporate tarantulas manipulating media. Don't be ashamed to pick up an encyclopedia. Ha, that was a joke, but maybe there's hope. Ain't going in your history, you might learn the ropes. Especially the ones that was tied around throats. Let's make America great again. And I quote, John want none of that smoke. Took a nap in the trap, now I'm back woke. Relishing the beauty of my black folks. Even if they lack hope, you know I'm on, and if the track's dope, I'm ending it on that note.
Hip-hop, 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 hip-hop.